Hello, Louise speaking.
Hi, Louise. It's Peter Barker from Plastec Recycling. How are you?
Good, thanks, Peter. How are you?
Oh, not too bad, thank you.
Good.
I've been working on the renewal for our...
Yes, I just sent it through
insurance.
This morning. Sorry, we've got
yes,
a number
you
of
did.
days that we have to send it through,
Correct.
And then any changes we can amend sort of after. But yeah, just given the time coming up
Yes.
to Christmas, it's better to have it
That's
in place
correct.
and cover there. So yeah, were there many changes to be made or?
Well, look, I just wanted to have a chat at a convenient time for you. Do you have time at the moment?
Yeah, I do. Not a problem.
Yeah, because I had to look through the policy, and my understanding of it is that the directors are covered for, you know, a number of things, but one of the things that isn't covered, if there was an action taken against the company and or the directors individually, and the allegation was that we misled a customer, that the insurance, if it was proven to be correct, that the insurance wouldn't cover. Even if if we misled someone accidentally.
Yeah. Okay. So, in what sense, like advising them on products?
Oh, advising them, you know, selling a product,
yeah.
Selling one of their machines, and they then claim that it doesn't do what we said it would do, and then if they took an action against us.
Okay.
If it was proven to be the case, what would be our position?
Yeah, and what coverage
if
is
we
under
believed,
this?
Yeah,
yeah.
If we were we believed that it went that the machine would do, and for whatever reason, including if the people didn't use it properly, but if there was an action taken against us, would
yep.
we be covered?
So I'd rather speak to the insurer specifically about it and just get
yes.
their take on it.
Yes.
Just, yeah, you know, to cover all bases. So
yes.
It might take a little bit of time
yes.
to get a response from them, but I can follow it up tomorrow, and worst case, I'm working again next Tuesday.
Yes.
I then go on leave, but if I don't get a response to you by then, I can hopefully ask someone in my office to follow it up for you, just so that there's comfort there around that
nice.
Query.
Look, no, that'd be fine. Louise.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No,
the reason
fine.
I ask is that we actually have we're involved in an action at the moment, and I need to
okay.
advise. You know, having read the documents, I need to advise you and or the insurer. We sold our first machine to a company in Melbourne in December 2023. They signed up.
Mm-hmm.
We were very specific in how it was to be used, etc. And just but they kept the feedstock for the machine they put in was outside of tolerance.
Okay.
And basically it was wet. And we advised them what the moisture, what impact that would have on the production rate of the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Now they continued to feed it with wet material, and that didn't produce the results that they wanted, even though we told
okay.
them that it wouldn't. Now
yeah.
they've since sold the machine, and they're claiming damages against. The company
uh-huh.
against the company and two of the directors, myself being one of them.
Right.
So
okay.
I need to know if we're covered currently.
Yeah.
And if we've done everything, well, look, we believe we've got a very strong case to defend it.
Yeah.
But if we were not to be successful for whatever reason, it mm-hmm. doesn't appear as though this coverage. The policy would cover us if it was deemed by a court that we that our actions were misleading, even though there was no intent to do that. Like we don't believe we have, and we know that we can prove, but the law is sometimes a bit of an ass.
I agree. And specific cases, obviously, it is best to get the response from the underwriters who specialise in this cover.
Yes. So what's the process to do that? Because I think we need to let them know. Having sort of read the policy for the first time in the last few days, I thought, that's something that we need to do.
And then
we can then find out what cover, if any, there is, if there's some legal assistance that we can get as part of the coverage, or if there is if we're actually not covered at all. You know, we need to know that.
Either way, you just and advise them. So what I would say is, if you have sent me, so I presume you've received a letter of sorts from the company.
Yes.
Yeah, or a lawyer or something?
Yes, we've received a statement of claim, yes.
Yeah. Do you want to on-forward that to myself? So, you can just reply. And then just, I've taken down notes, but if you just want to put a little brief...
I will, yes.
...summary just of what we've discussed, so then I'll do what I need to do, and I'll keep you in the loop once I know what the best next steps are. If that's advising the client or... proceeding with a claim, advising the insurer, and I'll speak with them, and we'll go from there. But I think if you sent me what you have and just a brief summary of what we've discussed, and then I can I'll take it from there and keep you up to date once
Fantastic.
I know more.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. So
no problem.
You're going on leave for
Christmas,
and what time when do you get back?
So I'm heading back to Ireland on next Wednesday, and I get back on the 12th, and our office is closing sort of the following week. So we're everyone else is wrapping up on the 23rd, so I'm just heading off a little bit earlier. We're back on the 14th of January.
Uh-huh.
So
you're chasing a white Christmas, are you?
Oh, fingers crossed. I have two young girls who are very keen for that, but I can make no guarantees. There's no promises. Might just be wet and cold, but hey, what are you going to do? You never go to Ireland for the weather.
Well, you got to enjoy the family and friendship.
That's it. Yes, definitely. It'll all be worth it. It's worth the long journey. Just
fantastic.
For that.
So my partner and I were, she and I hope very hopeful to visit Ireland sometime. She's of Irish
background,
a few generations, but it seems like it's such a beautiful place to
go and explore. It definitely is, and it's every time I go back, there's more stuff to do and better restaurants and better coffee and things like that. So it's a wonderful place to visit. We got married there about 8 years ago, and a few Aussies came over for our wedding, and hired a car and they drove around. They saw more places than we have. You do that.
Yes.
When you live somewhere, you don't tend to explore that much. But no, they all had such a wonderful time. So I was like, 1 year we should probably just treat it as like we're tourists and do what they did and venture around further. But it's definitely, they all had a great time. So put it on your list. Somewhere to go.
It's definitely on the list. In fact, we had an opportunity last year, but work commitments prevented that from happening. So we'll shape up again I think probably 2027.
Happen. I mean, I don't know. I think depending obviously on when suits you, but September time's a really good time to go. All the schools sort of, that's when the schools start back in the UK.
Yes.
That's their start of term. So things are a little bit quieter, but the weather, as I said, you can never guarantee it, but they tend to get nice weather when the schools start back. So it's a good time to go if you're planning
September.
It.
Oh, look, I'll take note of that. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Definitely hope you get to make it. Listen, send me everything you have through. And as I said, if I'm still waiting on stuff, I will pass it on to someone in the office to at least give you an update. These things tend to obviously take a bit of time. So even if it
of
isn't
course.
Immediate, at least we've advised, or I'll do what I need to do as far as advising the insurers.
Yes.
And then, and yeah, we'll, maybe it will be something in the new year we'll sort of open and have a better look at when things,
yes.
Yeah. So leave
the,
it with
in the
me.
interim,
Yeah.
Would you advise yes. for us to renew the existing policy?
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Definitely. And then worst case scenario, if something happens and they, there's a claim, they adjust the policy accordingly. But I mean, when did you find out, or when were you, did you receive sort of notification of the action?
Oh, it's been going for, gosh, how many? You think? It would have been February or March this year.
Okay.
So I've been unaware of the conditions in the of the policy, and it
yeah.
was probably just not uppermost in our minds, because
yeah,
we're very confident that we're
exactly
we're going to defend it vigorously. We're confident in our position, and we've gone through the whole process of discovery of documents, and that's still going actually, still in,
okay.
And any action or any hearing. The next hearing is probably on the 30th of January. So,
okay.
Yeah, so we've got there is time, but
yes.
And you know, if it all continues to proceed, it will happen around about May. There'll be a decision as to when it will go, if it does go to court. So it would happen, you know, in around the 30th of May, I believe.
Okay.
So, but there'll be plenty of time for us to discuss and understand our coverage, if any.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
But in that discussion, we would probably like to know not only what we've got, but what we should have had and what we should aspire to for the future.
Yeah, definitely.
Because coverage is sufficient. Because there's nothing worse than paying money for coverage that you think you have and then it not be what you want.
Yeah, no, that's no problem. We can sit down. I mean, I can come out and see you guys or whatever, and we can go through, sort of just assess the business. I've obviously just taken this on in the last year or two. So we can certainly arrange that and run through sort of your business and many exposures that are there and really have a better look at it, or a review, you know, and see. It's always, things change, even if we do this 1 year. Couple of years later, sometimes things have changed. So it's always good to just have a look at it, see what you've got, what you're covered for, and where there might be some gaps in between. We can certainly
do that.
So send you a
brief on
on
where we're at, a copy of the statement of claim as it exists, and I will then. There'll be extra information. I don't want to flood you with information, but we can give when we meet. We'll arrange to meet when you get back
in
mid-January,
or
week after that or something. And then we can go through and go through the. I can provide you with other documentation as to how we're defending it and what it is, where we think it's, and then we can brief the underwriters or the insurers get a view from them as to what our position is.
Yeah, that sounds good. We'll do that. We'll get the ball rolling and then see what we where we need to go from there once we've had a look at it.
Fantastic. Look, thank you very much.
No problem at all.
Appreciate it. I'll send it through. But have a wonderful Christmas, and I look forward
to
catching up with you in the new year.
Yes, look forward to it. Enjoy your Christmas as well.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Take care. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.